Might be a good mistake, you know.
Started out by thinking a little bit along the lines of what must we do if we're making anything in software, and the inevitable list of European standards, international standards came up. So there are some things that we must do, whatever policy you might adopt, such as following, producing good quality XHTML output. Using MathML for marking up the mathematics so that it's accessible to disabled people. We must be aware of things like the accessibility standards. These are often a legal requirement in countries these days. So the WAI initiative. And perhaps most important of all, it needs to be a multilingual product if we generate any kind of a product or content. So there are some constraints there that we would certainly need to be aware of. Multilingual, MathML, probably Unicode for the character sets. So those are just basic technical details. That probably gives authors a big problem in that many tools that exist at the moment don't generate those good quality HTML outputs. So one of the issues coming up a level now that we wanted to concentrate on was authoring. And I think this raises lots of ease of use issues. If you are generating a website with an authoring system or content, then we need to worry about how to get teachers engaged with generating content. So, good quality, multinational, mathematics capable authoring seems to be one of the key issues. If there was one big idea that then emerged, so we got that cleared away, and we then started brainstorming a little bit about what could we do, what was the real problem that we had to solve. And it seems like this might be to do with reusing existing material, because obviously there are many projects here that have already put in a lot of work generating a lot of content, so the material is out there on the web, but it's probably not being used by teachers as much as it should be being used by teachers, because maybe they don't know how to reuse that material. It is in one format on one website, and it has to be adapted to make it applicable to the particular lesson or course that the teacher is delivering. So this seemed to be a big need that we perhaps thought we should address. How can a teacher look at existing resources and select, I want that for this lesson, I want that, make a, I think the analogy was a shopping cart, wasn't it? That you pick little items, build a trail of a learning path, which you might then take and use. And that was probably the one idea that we all agreed on and thought was very necessary. Then we had a session with Ramon, gave us a talk about his computer algebra system, which looked like providing one of the key components that I mentioned at the start. We need a good editor that would provide MathML output, and there is one embedded in that system, so perhaps we should consider using the Wiris, or how do I pronounce it?
As you wish.
Okay, Wiris system that he has there, which is on offer for the project. Finally, going back to the point of teachers producing these learning paths and creating their own material. We then need to come back to international standards. One obvious thing to do with those learning paths is to package them up into SCORM modules. So they then become reusable learning objects for other teachers to use. We talked a little bit about how other teachers would discover those objects. So we talked a little bit about metadata. And the conclusion there was that metadata is fine, but we can't really expect teachers to go through tagging every individual learning object. We have to find different solutions, simply because it's too much work. And some of the solutions that presented themselves were things like setting up networking between teachers, such as using weblogs to advertise their learning resources. Also, the possibilities of some automated metadata extraction. I don't know whether anybody has been researching that kind of activity, using automated tools to generate metadata to make these things available and put them in content repositories. I think that's about it. Is there anything else?
Thank you. Perhaps there are questions. Questions, remarks?
I'd just like some clarification on what you thought the grain size was of the material that you're talking about wanting to use. What sort of sizing you're talking about?
Well, I don't think I'm making a judgment.
There must be some assumptions in the discussion. That's what you're talking about.
Well, obviously, I think in technical terms, speaking purely technically here, good, it has to be an addressable problem. So it has to have a URL if you're going to easily manage pointers to it. So anything that you can address is a good value of one, and that could be a... So I suppose the biggest item you could address would be a whole website. Well, and smaller sizing would be